My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin once again starts grilling Joe Curry's, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado scammer Mavis Mills. So listen and enjoy.
She goes, I never made a profile with Belinda name. Oh. I only made with a Mavis and Agnes. I go, would you like me to send you the link?
And she's saying, Dick.
She goes, yeah, because I'm confused. So I sent her the link. I sent her two links.
Good.
She goes, I don't know those. Sorry. I go, they're both pictures of a girl you use. One is signed Mavis, even though it has Belinda's name.
Idiot. You can't even remember your name like seconds after you post something.
Joey, what are you thinking of this at this moment?
I'm sitting there going, she's lying. I'm like, that's what they do.
No, Joe. Scammers are not dangerous.
No.
But you sit here and I am... Asshole.
You know, it's so funny because we are reasonable human beings, we keep trying to apply logic to the situation, and then we're like, no, duh.
But they fool people.
You get the human element that falls into that as well.
Sure.
Well, you start to get a relationship back and forth, and it's like, I'll send you the link. Wow. I can't believe. They're liars, you idiot. They're scammers.
I know.
She goes, which girl? I go, the blonde girl, who happens to be a porn star and angel. She goes, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm tired of the accusations. I go, it's not accusations. It's all here on the internet. What were you up to? Was Belinda involved with you? Is Belinda even who she claims to be now?
Oh, good.
She goes, I said I didn't do that. I think you want me to say yes to everything you say. I go, if you did not do it, then explain how this could happen. I go, I said I don't know anything about. Final. I go, you've already said he used Agnes's name. She goes, how do you want me to explain something I don't know anything of?
Ugh.
I go, then how did this happen? She goes, I made a profile after I met her with her name Agnes, but it deleted afterwards. I go, think of how it looks where I sit. I'm dealing with two Ghanaian women that have lied to me, and now this. I go, why'd you make the Agnes profile? She goes, just thought I could use her pictures. I go, is this the Agnes profile? And then I send her another one.
Mm-hmm.
The pictures of the model Belinda used? She goes, I didn't make that one. I've deleted that profile so you can't find it. I go, I know you deleted a Mavis Mills profile. That was a different girl.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, yeah. I go, give me an explanation that makes sense other than you are behind this. Is your real name Mavis Mills? She goes, I told you everything. I don't know what else you expect. My real name is Mavis Mills. I go, is your real name something like Mwanyo? Because remember, we got months ago, when Mavis came into the picture, it started as like a Mwanyo or something.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yes, it was very African.
Yeah, I wasn't insane, but I sent you this copy. Right? I probably sent it to Joe, too.
I know. I definitely saw it.
Yeah.
The name rings a bell.
Okay. Yeah.
She goes, no. I go, so what would you do? I go, so what would you do if you were sitting where I am with all this evidence? She goes, who's Mwanyo? I go, the person was it was the name of Mavis Mills' profile that you deleted before the name was switched to Mavis Mills.
Yeah.
She goes, I've said the truth. I'm tired of you asking questions. Whilst I want to talk to Richard.
Whilst?
We haven't heard whilst since our porn, Joe, have we?
Oh, my goodness.
Really.
I don't remember any whilst.
I only remember whilst because it was in our porn thing.
And you want to know why she's getting all uppity. She just wants, because Richard is a dope and a loser.
She's like, really?
I'm not going to ask any questions. I got a broken arm, leeches, and no apartment.
And you haven't responded to her.
Yeah, well.
No, but I'm saying, like, you haven't responded. Like, she came clean, and she has not heard from you since she came clean.
Mm.
She goes, I said the truth. I'm tired of you asking questions whilst I want to talk to Richard. If I can't be with him, is okay. I have to leave if I can't be with him. I go, so you have to leave if you can't be with him? What does that mean? Who is Marilyn Mills?
Yeah.
She goes, I don't know whoever you're talking about. I've said all. I go, that's the name of the profile before it switched to Mavis Mills. Which is true.
Yeah, and she doesn't remember what she did.
That's very complicated. I go, so then explain all these profiles to me using your name, Belinda's name and Agnes's name. Help me understand. She goes, I don't know about those. I go, you only think about yourself. You don't want Richard to decide for himself. I think I have to move on with my life. I go, you are wrong. Richard has decided, which is why you've not heard from him. You are asking for me to change his mind.
Mm.
She goes, really? I go, yes. If he wanted to be with you, he would have responded to you, but clearly you hurt him very badly. You are asking me to go to my friend and vouch for you that you've changed. I have nothing to gain or lose by any of this. I was just trying to help you two if the relationship was real. She goes, I guess you can't change his mind, so there is no need for us to continue talking. I go, that's fine. I wish it could be different. On my end, I see a bunch of profiles linked to you and maybe Belinda. Wish it could have worked out for you. It probably will not work out for Belinda and myself either, as I can't be sure she was not involved with any of this.
Ooh.
She goes, is bye.
Bye.
I go, bye. She goes, for now. I go, I thought you were walking away. And that's March 3rd.
Oh.
All right. So Joseph, Pip Helix, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts is this. I believe they're working in conjunction.
You think I don't think they're working that well together, John. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, some people do, some people don't. But she feels, you know, she's making a statement. Well, if, you know, I can't see, you know, Dick El Dorado, then I don't want to do this and blah, 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 blah.
And I've called her bluff.
Yeah, and but she's like, bye for now.
For now.
I need to have a meeting.
I have to talk to my boss.
Because for now, she could blow two scams.
Yeah.
She says goodbye. Well, go to hell. She just blew two scams.
But you know what? She's not even saying that she's blowing two scams, because you're saying, well, you know what? I don't buy what you're telling me, and I'm not really so sure that Belinda isn't caught up with you, so I don't know if we're going to work out. Mavis is not going to be the one that's going to be able to fix this. But maybe she has to say, she's saying bye for now, because she's leaving her options open, because she has to go and tell Belinda.
Mavis can save mine and Belinda's relationship.
You think?
If she goes, I did it all, and shows me all the evidence, she can do that. She does that, she can get back to Richard, because she's come clean.
Right.
She can save both relationships.
So that's probably what she's thinking by for now. Now, there's something, it's something that just dawned on me. With Flory,
yes.
We put Flory through a lot less.
She didn't stick around as long,
and
Joe.
She didn't stick. She didn't stick around.
Right.
So I'm going to go back to the agendas of the three scammers.
Okay.
What three scammers? Flory, Mavis, and Belinda.
That's correct. Now, Flory, what was her end game? Because she bailed quick.
She wanted money.
Money. Yeah.
Okay.
She wanted the laptop.
All right. So
No. She didn't want a laptop.
Didn't she?
No, Agnes wanted the laptop.
She might have wanted a laptop, but she wanted money.
Time, but Agnes was.
She wanted money for a laptop,
yeah.
So we could talk.
Yes, Belinda wanted a laptop. All right. So we just agreed with Flory's end game. That's what she wants. She couldn't get the money. She's no longer around.
Right.
Now, with these two, Agnes and Belinda, what is their end game? You should have been told go to hell months ago.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.